So we've been dealing with a lot of Erevs. We talked about Erev, a regular Erev around the city, a string around the city. We talked about Erev Chatzeros. There's another Erev, which I think is the unknown Erev, which has nothing to do with carrying. It's called Erev Techumen. What that means, simply put, is that the Torah says, in Parashas B'Shalach, Shavu Ish Tachtav, Ayitzei Ish Mimakomo. There's a halacha that a person is not allowed to walk a certain amount on Shabbos. Now, clarification. This is even if you have no tissues in your pocket, even if you have no keys in your pocket. This has nothing to do with, I don't want to say nothing to do because that's my next sentence, but the truth is, this has nothing to do whether you're carrying or not. You are now allowed to walk this amount. Nothing to do with whether you have anything in your pocket, whether you don't have anything in your pocket. You're now allowed to walk a certain amount on Shabbos. Why? So this is a little bit confusing. Two shittas. Shita number one, says the Rambam, is because it's Daraisa. This Pasuk in the Torah says there's a new Daraisa din. This has nothing to do with the Lamites Malachos. You're not allowed to walk too far on Shabbos. Now, what is too far? Daraisa, according to the Rambam, 12 mil, which is more than I could walk on Shabbos. That's, what is that? Six feet, maybe? Six miles? Wow. 6 miles? No, I'm not feet. Feet, I could do 6 feet. Yes, 6 miles. That's 6 miles, give or take, right? Maybe I may be off a little bit, but approximately that much on Shabbos. That's the Oraisa. Says the Rambam, but the Rabbanon, 2,000 amas. That's about 4,000 feet. So what is it? How many feet are in a mile? 5,000? Five plus, right? So it's a little bit less than a mile, probably 9/10 of a mile. You're now to walk me the Rabbanan on Shabbos. Anyone here walk more than 9/10 of a mile on Shabbos ever? Okay, so we're going to have to deal with this. I think even I could do that also. That is Shita number one, the Rambam. That would mean Doraisa, so you can't walk 12 mil, but the Rabbanan, you can't even walk Alpayim Amos. Shita number two is the Russian Tosos. They say, no, the whole concept is the Rabbanan. To Araisa, you could walk miles and miles and miles and miles till you knock yourself out, till you have blisters on your feet. Walk whatever you want. To Rabbanon, it's Alpayim Amos, 2,000 Amos. So the Minchas Chinuch explains, like, what's the difference between these two opinions? Like, what are they fighting about? So the Rambam holds that it's a separate to Araisa, a separate new halacha, which has nothing to do with the Lamites Malachos. It's from this pasuk that we just read. But the Russian Tosas, they say, no. You know what this is? This is connected to carrying. Yes, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. That's one of the Lamites Malachos. Because we don't want people to be carrying when they're walking outside of Erev, the string's there. So we make a separate rule, nothing to do with carrying, but a little bit connected to carrying, is that you're not allowed to walk at all 2,000 amas. Again, whether you have tissues in your pocket, whether you don't have tissues in your pocket, this has nothing to do with carrying per se. The halacha, whether you hold like the Rambam or the Rosh, the halacha would be the same. You're not able to walk this amount on Shabbos. How do we paskin? So we paskin l'chumrah, like Shulchan Aruch says, that in fact it's a d'oraisa din. So this is a biblical law. You're not able to walk far on Shabbos, which highlights the stringency. So anytime you have a suffix, I don't mean to scare you, but maybe in the next week or two, we'll talk about some of these sfeikos that could come up. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to go with Chumrah because it's the Araisa. There is a Vilna Gaon quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that says that the Shalach is only the Rabbanan. We pass in like the Shita that says it's the Rabbanan, and therefore for doubts, we'll see how relevant doubts could be, is that we go Lekua and we are lenient. Now, issue number two to deal with is not only are you not allowed to walk a certain amount, but your objects are not allowed to move a certain amount on Shabbos as well. For example, if you have items which are yours, which are somehow in a different location or are being carried by someone else outside what we're going to call Tchum Shabbos, that would be forbidden as well. Because again, this has nothing to do per se with carrying anything. This is you and your item are not allowed to move past a certain amount on Shabbos. And that halacha, presumably, says the Bar Halacha, is only Durabbanan for your kelim or your items. Okay, so now the question you've all been waiting for. So hello, I've walked more than 9/10 of a mile on Shabbos. So how do you define how far you are allowed to walk? It is defined where you are konet shvisa. Again, this is kind of like a primer shiur. We're not going so in-depth on a lot of these issues because you could spend hours and hours on each of these points. So with the general overview, this is an overview, and hopefully the next week or two, we'll delve down into some of these topics a little bit deeper. But simply put, is wherever you are when Shabbos comes, you have 2,000 amas in each direction, which is approximately 400 feet in each direction, about 9 times a mile, give or take, or whatever it is, in each direction. Yeah.
Square, isn't it? Circle.
Oh, we're going to get to, is it square or is it circle? Excellent. But I'm a step behind you first. But there is another halacha that, let's say I'm in a city, so I can walk to the end of the city. This is going to be the million-dollar question of how to define a city. I could walk to the end of the city and beyond 2,000 amas. You're with me? So now the question then becomes, what is a city? How do you define a city? Is Kew Garden Hills a city? Is Hillcrest a city? Is, if you're in the bungalow, is all of the Catskills considered a city? How do you define a city? So a city is defined as basically three chatseros, three courtyards, with at least two houses in it. So in other words, if you have 6 houses in one area, that area becomes a city. So that's great. So you live in a little cul-de-sac in the middle of Muncie. There's no houses blocks away, but you got your 6 houses on that street. So that is a city. So you could walk across the street, I guess. You could walk across the street and then 2,000 amas from across the street, right? Because you don't have to walk 2,000 amas from your house, because across the street is all part of a city, and then you could walk 2,000 amas beyond that. Fine. But what about if you live in Kew Garden Hills? It goes into neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood. You can go all the way out to the 5 towns by following neighborhoods. You can go all the way pretty far by just following neighborhoods. So how do you define a city? So the halacha is if after a city, there is another house in the next city within about 141 amos, which let's say is 250 feet, then it is considered a contiguous city. So in other words, if I've got house, I've got Kew Garden Hills, let's say it's 20 blocks, and every house is all next to each other, so that's a city. But Hillcrest, the edge, the last town of Hillcrest, is within 250 feet of the last house of Kew Garden Hills, which I presume, no? Yeah? 250?
Yeah.
4-lane highway is not 250 feet, right? Right, a 4-lane, I don't think so, right? I would say it's each lane is, what, 30 feet? So 30, 60, yeah? So I'm only talking about 120. So it's within house to house, the end of one side of whatever that's called, Union, even Union Turnpike, or 163rd, right, 164th, somewhere, whatever it is, right? So that's definitely within 250 feet of each other. So then you're fine. It could go, you could continue. So we can walk. If I'm right here by Erev Shabbos, I could walk to Hillcrest. That doesn't count as my 2,000 amas. I could only go at the end of the city. So what's the end of the city? I could still go Jamaica Estates, Holliswood. So when do I lose my 200 feet, right? So when I get to the Grand Central or something like that, Cross Island, one of those, down all the way down there, maybe it stops being contiguous. There's no house within 250 feet. I would be out, and that's where my 2,000 amas start. However, there is one more halacha, and with this halacha, which is a loaded halacha. So how, and you started to get into it before this. So how do you define the end of a city? Is the end of the city the farthest house? You know, the guy, the antisocial dude who lives the farthest house of the city, who doesn't want to be part of anyone? Or do I box the city? So the halacha is that, let's say I've got a house over here, a house over here, a house over here, a house is all over the place. It's not as organized. So I basically draw a line and draw a box from an edge of the last house across, and basically make a square which encompasses all the houses. Now, if you think about it, that box is going to end up then including a lot more area in the city. Because again, if you have one, let's say you have a house on the top left of the city and all the other houses on the bottom right of the city, and you know, it's like a diagonal. So on the top right, there's nothing. There's no houses there at all. But once I square it off, then that whole top right area could be miles long, becomes within the Erev.
What is meant by squared off?
So again, there's multiple Simanim Shulchan Aruch and much Torah in the last 300 years written about how to exactly box that off. Simply put, just picture, you draw a map, and then you draw a square, which encompasses every single house in the city. So in other words, here, you look at my hat, yeah? So you got one over here, one over here, one over here, one over here. So you basically take a square and you round out. So if you have a couple of towns here, you just round out a box, and then you box that every... The farthest most house will be with inside the box, and everything will be, in other words, the houses on the weird ends are within the box. They're the borders of the box, and you draw around. Fine. Great. Now comes the million-dollar question. That was a $100,000 question. Now the million-dollar question is if I have another city's box overlaps with my box. So do the Olympic rings, yeah? Think about the Olympic rings. It's overlapping, but there's no houses in those areas. Those just areas happen to be in the box. So again, I'll draw it. I've got one box like here, and I have another box up here. So they overlap a little bit area over here, but there's no houses there. Those, that area where they intersect just happen to both be drawn when I was drawing my box. So does that mean that those cities are contiguous? If you think about it and look at a map, what that basically means, if you say that the boxing could intersect, it's really basically the whole tri-state area or a large park. Again, to confuse it, we'll talk about bridges. We'll talk about that maybe next week or two. Other problems which trip it up. But you could basically then walk straight. So what do you say about that? That, of course, is a machlokus of the modern day Achronim. Rabbi Yashim did not like the boxes intersecting. He says there would have to be a house, houses next door to each other to make, or within 250 feet, to make it contiguous. But many other poskim, including the Chazon Ish, is very makel. The Archa Shabbos quotes a couple of poskim that are makel about this. Rav Nissim Karelitz was makel about it. The Chazon Ish was makel about it. And therefore, for the most part, I think we rely on that the boxes intersecting to be continued one contiguous area of Tuchumim. That would come out. You could really walk to all the hospitals in the area. You could walk to LIJ if you're a little bit crazy. You want to do that on Shabbos. You want to walk to North Shore. You know, it makes a difference. You know, it makes a difference for doctors who are trying to, you know, walk home or get stuck. You know, you want to walk home for Shabbos and you realize, whoops, I get stuck on the road 2 minutes before. Okay, you don't want to, you're very firm. You don't want to take a taxi home. How far can you walk? So you're a tough guy. You can walk 9 miles straight, but you're going to have Tuchum problems. Answer is, for the most part, if you box it out like this, you do not have any tchum problems.